America must move away from the political party system. Political ideologies have exerted a devolutionary influence on us. As internet blogger Paul Rosenberg explains, they make us harsher, angrier, easier to manipulate, and almost impossible to reason with. In almost every way that can be examined, they're bad for us, he wrote. The great problem is that people think they're required to have political stances. This is a tremendously damaging and false belief, but the Western world is currently addicted to it. In our time, politics is almighty. The truth, however, is that we are more than capable of examining the world and coming to conclusions without the mental partnership of a political ideology. In other words, a free and thinking person should not have to declare him or herself a Democrat or a Republican when expressing political opinions. In fact, more and more people are realizing that the two parties are simply two wings of America's one and only political entity, the War Party. Both Democrats and Republicans, which have now split into the more correct labels of liberals and conservatives, allow heated debates over topics such as same-sex marriage, abortion, and gun control. But when it comes to foreign policy, and particularly issues involving the corporations, the banks, or the military, there is no difference between the two parties. Rosenberg noted that once the political process is completed and laws are passed, people have a binary choice: either obey or be punished. At the end of every political process are armed men, violently enforcing it. That's barbaric, and it's ugly, he noted. The truth is that we really don't need those embittering ideologies, and if we ever really did need them, we've outgrown them. As best I can see it, the truth is that political ideologies make people consistently barbaric and ugly. They make them worse. Our lives would be improved if we dropped them. For a clear illustration of how a public nonviolent revolution might succeed, one need only look at the tiny island nation of Iceland. Since 2008, the corporate mass media in America has provided lavish coverage of the American financial meltdown, the Arab Springs in Egypt and Syria, the Occupy movement, and the Sunday morning talking heads go on and on about secretive organizations such as the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Affairs preaching financial austerity. But rarely mentioned are events in Iceland, which may provide a blueprint to regaining popular control over a government and financial system.